for allowing me to give this chabura, because I have to admit I might have been miyash in the sugi a little bit, or at least a little bit. I don't know if I hadn't given this chabura.
So,
I don't know if I would. I definitely was forced to get things a lot more clear.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Especially sugi six man. Fine. The Gemara over here. So the Rashba, let's get straight to the Rashba. We've already had two chaburs on Rashba, we don't need a... The Rashba over here, he brings the Yesh Mefarshim, the Yesh Mefarshim learns that the first time, the first Riyah Acher, after the Gimel Einoz, you can't count in the Cheshbin. And Lefi the Yesh Mefarshim, which L'Chayra Mavur in the Bet HaGabayis, he learns for L'Alacha, it would come out that Lefi Rishin Gamlil, you need always... four Rias, because you can never count the first one. According to Rebbe, you need three. And Lamelo, the whole Sugi would come according to Rebbe. And Rajba has many kashlan. Then the Rajba says, Charevart, Mishtigal Hezber. The Rajba says that, Nain, it can work Bainly, Reb, Bainly, Shingam Leel. He's masking Mashtigal to the Berak Abayas, that the Pshat is Takarite, the Metchila, when the Isha has a Hefzik, a Gimel Einoy. So Taka Metchila, Taka blibes either if it's going by Zakena or it's going by whichever one it's going by, Taka Metchila, you can't count the Riyah. But after you have three more Riyas, Avada Lamafreya, Bain Rebbe, Bain Rav Shingamliel, Zakta Rajba, Avada, you can Cheshbin that original Riyah, Lamafreya, Zakta Rajba. Where is his Lashon? Where is his Lashon?
You get the three
aflagas. Right, to get the three aflagas. Now, I'm afraid you can count three bain reb bin shingle meal. So, the kasha on the Rashba is. Rusa asks this kasha. Just on Pasha Psha on the Rashba. Monafshach. If you hold that. No, you have the first one you can't count in Tchila. So now you have another Riyah. So Rebbe holds you need two Riyas. So if Rebbe held that you can't count the first one even after you're Muchzik, so then, and he held you need another one after the first one, then it's Chal, so then why is Shingam Leel then different? In other words, what happened by three, the Shingam Leel also know now you Megala Milsa that it works. And if you hold, he's going Dafkin, right? In other words, if a Rebbe didn't help one and one, so L'chari for Shingam Leel should be one and two still. Well, what clinched when you got to three that also now we say L'mafreya? L'chari, you should see a one and then a two. If you really need a fourth one, and then you could somehow say L'mafreya. I mean, you wouldn't get anything, but what's the part of the Rajba? So, that's him. I think of the Shtigl Mavur in the Rajba, that the Rajba, at least over here, and the Sugi's over here, the Rashba spoke out, he's chaylik and Rashi in many places, and he held that even on the time you become muchzik, you could say miyes liyes. In a couple of places, the Rashba mavur that. And it could be that the pshat on the Rashba, based on the fact that he holds that when you're muchzik, on that time you can say miyes liyes, and where we're going to explain this Rashba, the Rashba learned up. I think it's deflating in the last Chabura, so he said over a Chakira and how Chazakas work. Do you say Mies Lies or do you say Mikam Haba? So, it's still a Mashma from the Rajba. The Rajba, we'll explain this later on much more, but the Rajba learned that some Chazakas work Lamafreya. And if they work Lamafreya, so even at the time when you come a Muchzik, it's not Shver to say, oh, right then I could have Mies Lies, because you're just Megala Mosa that all three Mikras were Ain Siba. So this time already, because you were able to say that the first, it's not pshat 1, 2, and then after the third one you're changing, but the first two are really mikras. The first two aren't mikras anymore. Basar ain't siba, we're being isgala, that there's one siba that causes three things. So that's the pshat. You can hear that on the third time already, it could be halach me'ei slays. Could be also, to answer this exact Rajba over here, that the Rajba learnt up, that what's takap pshat machlik rebim shingam leel? 2, 3, stam, it's machlik's in what's a hergula or not? So it could be the pshat is the Rebbe holds that when let's say by pick a more not in our sugya case isha that her husband's mace. So an isha that her husband's mace. So what happens when when the husband's mace? What do you assume? So Rebbe holds you don't assume anything. It's just a stam. It's not a mace. So you don't assume anything. So once you so fine. So then it happens again. Okay, fine. Now you have two times. You can put them together. Shmuel held Why? Because he held that the first time, it's not stam that we don't taich it up. We taich it as a mikra. So if you taich it as a mikra, so then the second time it happens, so you can't put the two together because that was a mikra, and now you have just have another time. Nothing with the scala that the mikra is not a mikra. It's just you have another one that maybe you could say that something's starting to build a trend, but you have nowhere to put the two together because the first one's still a mikra. Rabbi held it. No, you never say that something's a mikra, or even it's a mikra, but it's just the point is you don't assume anything. So you have two, you put it together. Shmuel held that a mikra is like a svara if I cared from what you're trying to produce with whatever the chazaka will be bringing a riot to it, case by isha. I was amazed you're trying to prove that she has some type of mazel that her husband should die. So there's a sibit to that. So Mela 2, now after Shmuel holds that 2 now can go and say, exactly what it says, but 2 can go and say, now that I have 2, after that mikra, that's enough to show that you have some type of trend. And Mela, those 2 can even go and say that the first one was also based on the trend. So about that, but it'll come out that you'll have 3 that are showing about a trend. So it could be that the pshat is like this, that's always by stam chazakas, but over here it's mavur, and the Rashba has been saying this a bunch of times that the pshat over here is that by zakena and tinaikis there's a svar, even Rebbe's gonna be mitzvah svar bezundra, that you can't just say I can't wait to teach it. Fakir, the Rashba brought down, the Ramban says this svar already, that it's mavur the fakir, it's a svar lizadignos or a tinaikis mistaver that she had this break of 90, so we teach it not stam like Rebbe normally would teach a maisa that stam we don't teach it all. No, fakir, here we teach it based on the zikno. Based on the tinnik, that she's not supposed to be seen now. So if that's the pshat, then Rebbe's giving my shingam leil that when you see the second time now, Rebbe can't say, now I have 2 because there was a svara fakar. Basically, Rebbe would be my shingam leil because over here you can't say just don't touch it anyway. You have to touch it fakar to melo. He'll need 2 more to like Rishum leil always needs 2 more to get to 3. But that would be a hesber for the Rashba. But I want to just to come out from there is that. This Bukhar, this Yisrael we're explaining is only based on Chazaka's working Lamafreya. Chazaka's working Lamafreya, so then you could say this Hezber. But if Chazaka's worked, like the Stipler explains, Mekan Lahaba, so then it's much harder to say this Vart, because this whole Vart is based on Tai Chi to Mikra. But if you learn like the Stipler, it's not a Vart in Tai Chi to Mikra. It's that a Hurgul Masa Tevor or a 2 and then a 3rd creates something. So who cares this whole Tai Chi in the Rashba? So. The Beis Yosef, the tour over here brings down a Rashba and Toras Abayis, going weiter in the Shitas Rashba. That the Rashba and Toras Abayis, he seems to be toila our sugyo in Aves Kavua. Lashon Rashba, this is I'm quoting the reading the tour now. Lashon Rashba, Tanoke Shalagi is Mana Lirois. Vikatana Shalagi Gila Meinurim. She's basically Gila Shalagi is Mana Levi Simonim. He kvaz ves kishar nashim, so she's kvaya ves kishar nashim b'shaloi rias b'shar ves. The barba ves taflog is al sheish havish beinel lebenegdaila. Now this sounds like he's saying that after she has the zabalachas, ela sheish havish beinel lebenegdaila shaf b'shalosaka roya b'kvaya leves in poskish shloish anos. So she'll go back to not seen. But this man when she was a muchzik, she has the lachas of all other nashim. Mashmaya says that she has the lach of all the nashim. Coming to Marbi, even Vashayna Kavua can sign. So the Beis Yosef has a bunch of kashas on the Rashba. Based on the Rashba, because the Rashba finishes up, afterwards, that after you have the Afsaka, so that's enough Gemiyazak, the Rashba, you could have Afsaka, and the regular women, Afsaka won't be the Zabudin. He says, "I feel chaz liroys, but I know I shall isel lemaida liroys if she sees how she was seen from the veskavua." Einu cheshash is ad she tachsev tikven shloisha pam. Doesn't help like the Rashba. In other words, if she sees, she was having 35, 35, 35 a veskavua. Zokter, if she sees that now after 90, she has 90, 35. Zokter Rashba, it doesn't help, and she'll still have to go 35, 35, 35. That's the pashas of the reading of the Rashba. That she'll have to go now a new 30-30-30. In other words, you'll need to be, and the Lashon Rashba also mashma tikven shloisha pam, which is Lashon Veskavua. After the 90, you'll need a new Veskavua. And Isaiah could learn the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef asked a couple of kashas on the Rashba. One being is he doesn't understand b'chlal. If see the Rajba. So Lacharya comes out. As the Rajba is learning, is that when the Gemara and the Sugi said 90-90-90, and the Gemara asked, Chayzbar Nois Mai. So the Rajba's understanding that, the Beis Yosef's understanding from the Lashon of the Rajba that he brings down, that he quotes, is that let's say an Isha, this is how he learns the boy of Chazuba Inois. So let's say an Isha sees 90-30. In other words, the first Chazuba Inois. So the Gemara is at clarity, 90-30, so he learns it's 90-30 and then another 30. The Gemara is clarity, could you be mitzvah if that's the key Lashon of the Beis Yosef? Could you be mitzvah if these two 30s with the 90? As they zok the Beis Yosef. So the question is why? First question of the Gemara. Right now?
90-30-30?
Well, you learned 90-30?
In Shal, it's just Chazal.
I didn't learn the Beis Yosef that way. I learned the Rashi that way, not the Beis Yosef that way. Because the Beis Yosef seems to always learn that...
Seer of someone.
That you need... He never...
Three.
He never... Fine, I'll get him. Hold on a second. So it's Mavor from the Rashi. Mavor from the Beis Yosef that he didn't learn up how I would have learned up the Rashi. We learned up the Rashi. We read the Rashi in Taras Avayis. That the Rashi was saying something similar to what he says in Chedushim. That is, that if you have a 90 or 30... So the 30s, the Gemara is Iboi, is that the 30s, Kilu Niskala Milsa Mafreya, that the whole 90 was never 90. Why should it do that by a 30? Because it's Kilu, if you want to go Mamish with Lashon, the Rajba is because Kilu, you had a Veskavua, then you had a stoppage, and now you're Kilu showing, oh, I never really, that this 90 was a
the 30
instead of going
30,
back to
the. 30 means the Ria that you had from before, the Kviyas.
Right, Kviyas Veskavua before. 30, yeah. Right. Right. I mean, Batafka said 30, because. That's why I would have learned the Rajma. I think that's how you were saying that you were learning the Rajma also. But Beis Yosef is not Mashma that way. Beis Yosef doesn't seem to b'chol ever reckon such a Sfarah, because if he did, it's hard to understand how a lot of things he's learning. He seems to learn that we have to be in star if the 30 to 90. What's it, what does he mean to be in star if 30 to 90 if you don't have another 30? You have to have three Rias. We are three Rias. Lefi him. He's saying 90, 30, right? If you learn the way we're learning, so you're 90-30, you're Megal Mosa, the original 90 is not 90, so then fine, you're good. You're going back to the original festival. But if the Beis doesn't seem to learn that way, so he needs another 30 to make that you have three Rias. Otherwise, what's the side of the Gemara that should work? Beis is not Mashma that he's saying that you're Megal Mosa, that the original 90 was Betayus. So he learned 90-30-30. Based on that, he has Takasha, so he doesn't understand the difference between 90-30-30 Zekta and 90-90-30. In other words, the next Iboy Zekta Beis Yosef, Lachari, is 90-90-30. So what's the chiluk? The Gemara is already poishit that 90-30-30, you can't be in starf. In other words, you can't be in starf 90 to 30 and 30. So exactly, what's the fact of Beis Yosef? What's the chiluk between 90-90-30 and 90-30-30? Or even the way you're, even the way Beis Yosef's kasha is not saying.
I didn't understand the way.
The way he's saying is better.
So that's the Beis Yosef learned up. So Beis Yosef, I'm not going to go through all the kashas. Beis Yosef, but Beis Yosef because there says a different pshat in the Rashba, and Beis Yosef says that name. What the Gemara Ziboy is, do you need to start all over again? Basically, it's really Gemara Ziboy. When you see a 90, now can I start a 30? Do I have to start all over again, or can I connect it? That's how the Beis Yosef learns, and it's mavur from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef boys eyes. Oh, 1 minute. So, one of the other kashas the Beis Yosef had was the Chayra. He wants to work out that Haflaga should also work in the Rajba, because Rajba is making a Veskavua, Haflaga also should work. And he's bothered where the Haflagas are. So he says, Lafimi, now it's good, because you're starting all over again, so the Riyah Rishayna is not going to be like a Rashi on top, you're going to start all over again, so you have a 90. So you're going to have 30-30-30, you're going to have three more 30s, you'll have an Haflaga, because you can count, in other words, between, right, the first... You have the 90 to stop, and then the first 30, now you have a flogas of, you'll get three flogas in four reads. That's like the Beis Yosef. So the Shaila is, Stam, when we first saw this Beis Yosef, we were talking about Tmiya, like often he's like learning a whole different Pshat in the Gemara. What's his issue with the Rajva? That's not Pshat in the Gemara. That's Pashat from the Gemara, and how to learn of Gidl. He seems to take issue with like the Rajva, as if like, Ma'aseh, the Marsha Taka asks these kashas that the Beis Yosef asks. The Marsha asks these kamatzim kashas on Rashi. Some of the kashas the Beis Yosef had, the L'chayr, how do you read of Gidul in the first? Well, what's the Lashon, the Rishon, not Rishon? Marsha Taka asks these kashas, and the Marsha Kemat says a similar pshat in Rashi's world. Now, in the Rashi's world, in how to learn the actual Boyner of Gidul. Aber, what comes out from the Beis Yosef is that L'chayr, you have to learn it from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is saying in the Rashba that the only time an Isha can be machzik herself is with a Veskavua. Tinogish Logi is Manam Shulks. She needs to come out to Veskavua. Because That's what he seems to be learning the Holy Boy of the Gemara, that you need another 30-30-30. Or in the next second boy he learns it's 90-90-30-30-30. So why does he need... He seems to, right, the Gemara is going to be paishit that you need three more 30s to have a Veskavua. And Elamai, you'll tell me that he doesn't really need a Veskavua. Just rather, he wants that it should work out with Haflaga. In other words, Taka, it could be both, but he wants also all cases to be encompassed. So then in Cain, so Lechayra, he didn't really, the Beis Shaitan never accomplished anything then, because Beis Shaitan said that all four Haflagas, but you'll never need to get to the four Haflagas, because if he holds Ba'etz and three Riyas works, others like Rashi learns, then he'll never need to get the four Haflagas. So it's Mavur, and I think the Pride of Shemayim says this, I didn't see it inside, but the Pride of Shemayim, I think, says this time that it's Mavur from the Beis Shaitan, the Beis Shaitan linked up that a Tinoch Shalagi Mana, without a Veskavua, you can't, nothing starts. Isaiah, Kum tochayis from the Beis Yosef. That's what I'm taking out. Nageya the Schavur from the Beis Yosef. There's a lot more that's in the Beis Yosef, but they kum tochayis from the Beis Yosef. That of Eskavua, there's nothing to start. By tinoi kishalegi is mana. Kum the Taz on the Beis Yosef, and you said, no, avada not. Avada isha shalegi is mana.
Any three riyas
makes her into roya. And why? And he's talking about me on the Beis Yosef. Why shouldn't you have three riyas? It makes you a muhsik into roya. Before she had ever pesach, because you have three riyas, makes you into roya. Why shouldn't three riyas make you into roya? Why do you need veskavua? Stam in svara. Why should you only need veskavua for? Forget about the cheshbon and how the Taz and Beis Yosef are arguing in pshatov and how to work it out to them. The kasha stam in svara. Why should what's takapsha? The ma'aser the shach when he brings on the Taz. So he says the shach said in the kudas akesef. So the shach says even though I'm asking to your pshan neraj, but I don't know, you need veskavua. Why didn't you need Veskavua for? Chari, you have three Riyas. So that should make it that she's a Raya. That's all we need, that she's a Raya here. Meis Leis is Gebite and Raya. Also, now we need Veskavua. How about. So that's him, you could just, maybe in the Pshatah of the Rajba, maybe you could ask, is that if the Rajba didn't hold that it, Meis Leis and Veskavua are Tali, so how do you ever Boye Salah Lamayis and Veskavua? In other words, when you learn the Gemara, you don't see anything about Veskavua. So you start reading the Rajba, he starts throwing you Veskavua. So where do you. I think the Bet Gabbai says this Taina. Bet Gabbai is Mashlag Vishlev. He says this Taina. Then it must be that he learned the whole thing is Gabbai on Veskavua, because otherwise, where do he buy is from the Sugya that Veskavua? Okay, you could just say that he held us also.
Oh, you're just saying from the Sugya that if you're not a Raya, then your Veskavia doesn't help.
Right, in other words, it wouldn't be Mucha from the Sugya, but he's just fearing nice the Sugya based on what would happen to Veskavua. Right, could be. Just in. The Achroinim, a couple of kashas on the Beis Yosef and the Taz. So the Sidri Taira, they bring down the Lachayrit Mavur from like the Taz. Well, the Taz themselves brings the Mishmeres Abayis. It seems Mavur that three Riyas helps. But they bring from Kesem, the Sidri Taira and others bring from Kesem that by Kesem, the Rajva Paskins, that after the third Riyah, he says, Bein Reb Mishum Leo Zakh the Rajva in Teres Abayis, that after the third Riyah, about the Kesem's Tameh. As a paskin to what he called. And he's not going by Veskavua. He's going by Stam, three Riyas. So it seems to be Mavur, Mamish Mavurish, that he holds that three Riyas of other helps. Lamaisa, the only problem with that is that Lamaisa, he just paskins that way also in the Mechaber. He paskins at three. Fine, so it's like a Akasha. I heard there's Kirill mentioned part of this morning that maybe Kesem is different, but Chara, the Sidi Tari brings a Takaraya from later, from Kesem, to the Taz. Ma'isa anocha kasha on the Beis Yosef, a peldega kasha, is that if you look at the on Rashi and Tosis, I think they both mentioned this, that in the Sugi by Zakeno, so they speak out that we can't be going by Kibna, which is a Veskavua, because Mkei, the halacha would be Daishaito. So the question over here is, so if the Beis Yosef, it's a kashon only Beis Yosef, if the Beis Yosef is learning the mamish, the sugyu, Beis Leis, Gebayin, Veskavua, so would you gain anything? I die shaita. In other words, the whole reason why we never were talking about by Zekeno, the Rishonim Bavarn, was because Veskavua, Stambazon, he didn't die shaita. So how can you tell me that Beis Leis and die shaita is Gebayin in our sugyu, is going to be Gebayin on Veskavua? You're right to back. You're not going to gain anything to say the sugyu is Gebayin in Veskavua, because Allah will be die shaita. As Ephrak, the Chayim, the crazy place, Yisrael, and others. I didn't see any Gishmak Turtzim for it. One teretz maybe is that we're paskin, that the tashbats taka paskins like abdoisa over the rabbanon halach lemaisa. So halach lemaisa will work out because we paskin like abdoisa, then the halach is meis leis. I don't know if it's going to help for the sugya because.
Rabbanon
holds meis leis. What?
Rabbanon holds meis leis.
No.
That's not that shaitan, whatever. Another mahalach, which is also shver mahalach, is that maybe it doesn't stem so much in Lashon of Gidol, is that the next time after three riyas, so the next time if she'll see shaloi b'shasaves, what would that halacha be? So the halacha would be is that it would be mi'es li'es. So Rav Gidol is coming to say not on the ves kavua itself, but after you make yourself a ves kavua, the next time it will be mi'es li'es, which is not mashman lashon of Gidol. Gidol said on the third time. Here it's not. It's not on the third time. Rav Gidol will be saying it would be after you have three times. The halacha will be klalius if you don't see on the ves kavua mi'es li'es. Right there, the daichika.
Rav Gidol is going where it was hifsek and now it started again.
Right.
So there, that's not
Kivna. The Rajba is learning that the feed the base
Yosef. That's actually
the place to say. No, I'm just saying, moment. Right. But the Mice base Yosef is learning that after Chazak Ad Musa, you start again. And the base Yosef is learning you need a Veskavua to give you another. After you had a Hefsik, the base Yosef is learning that you need to have a Veskavua to re be Machazak yourself.
Even after Tana's already a Raya, and then she has
the Hefsek.
Then I still need a Veskavua.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's.
You sure it's not all the Ramah's
anymore? That's where he's going, because he learns the boy of the Gemara is. The boy of the Gemara is like the Yosef is, let's say the first Iboy he learns. She sees 90-30-30. So the Gemara's claimed, do you need 90-30-30, or do you need 90-30-30-30, another 30? And he's medayik. They say himself, medayik from the lashon that the lashon shatachsev tikvenu shleish apamim. That lashon is going after she's already had a hefsek, and the taz goes to be matcha that lashon. Yeah. That lashon is takamash the ways, and that taz is going to be matcha lashon. That's the whole shak v'tariv here. After, fine. The maisa. I don't have an answer to any of these kashas. Just to go through the Clark and then the Beis Yosef. But it could be to maybe explain why did the Beis Yosef and the Shach and Lachar and other Achronis, they held that by a Tinoik Shalag Yizmana. So it could be it's not telling our sugya, but it could be in our sugya. Maybe we can explain why they held that it needs to be Dafka the Veskavua. So we said before that the Rashi ends up that it's Chalam Afreya. So Be'etzim. I don't mean to get so achreinish, but
don't worry, you're not.
But if you look at certain achreinim, you'll see what I mean to get so achreinish. But we said the Rashba holds the Mafreya. If you look at the achreinim, when you bring down this famous hakira about it's chazakas from Mafreya and Mafreya, there's two ways that it's brought down. B'chana, when he brings it down, B'chana starts like this. He says, Vestas. Chazakas, he says, he's starting of Adar Lamafreya. And the way he's explaining this is when you have a mikra, so we assume it's a mikra, it's like there. We have a second mikra, it's Vaiter mikra. When you have a third time, Shleisha mikra, we don't say. We don't say three mikra, it's like that. Mela, we're talking about Ainsiba. That's how he explains Chazakas, B'chana. Then B'chana sort of says, maybe you could say, by Vestas and by Sharnakhin, that over there will be different. And then Hurgal Nasateva, and Mela. You'll start back. But what Rav Chanan seems to be Kipshuta saying is that if it, the way it's Chal Lamafreya is because we don't say three mikras. Mela, we tight them all based on one Sibah. So maybe you have three seem to be random acts. We say they're all one thing. So if Shetzach, you're going to Chal Lamafreya because that random act that was Chal then, we're tightening it on the Sibah. That's what Rav Chanan seems to start back. Chanan doesn't say that the next Sibah of doesn't say anything about his point is to discuss this thing. He doesn't really say what would happen if we're going to Nasatava. But when you're learning the Chanan, you would say, oh, by Hurgan Lasatava, you don't say Lamafreya. Maisa, when the stipler sets up Chazakas, so the stipler never once sets up like this first set of Rabbi Chanan. He's going that Hurgan Lasatava. Hurgan Lasatava. He just clears, when he brings down, he calls the Rashmi Darish that Shulchan Lamafreya, he says, even though Hurgan Lasatava, but he says like this, maybe the Hurgan Lasatava has happened the first time. Which is a whole different svara. He's not saying that Pshat is, oh, we don't say three mikkas, we have to be Tayyid Ain Simba. He's going into tzad that Pshat is mischadish, a new din, kilu, a new mitzias, new, however you want to say it. Zok the stipler, maybe it happened earlier. It's a whole different vart than Rabbi Chanan. He's just clarifying, maybe it happened early, and fakir. In the way the stipler says it, I think it's good point in the Rashi Darsh, he says that you could only say l'mafreya to certain dinim, which that seems to be the Rashi Darsh is doing. You can't be givei a moment based on it, the Rashi Darsh was saying. So the stipler was saying, well, because it's not really a shtak l'mafreya. It's not mavur that's chal l'mafreya. Just it's kenzain, it's chal l'mafreya, and that's enough to kilo be like a chazaka. It's muchzik, but he says like as every other chazaka or roiv, he says, but it's not like shad ez metzias, but fear b'chanan, and saying, you're saying that the reason why that action happened or that act happened is because of Siba. So, okay, I'm not sure how the B'chanan will answer the Rashi Darsh. I'm not my sugi right now, but the point is, Be'atzim, the starting point of B'chanan would be that it's a Be'atzim L'mafreya, and Lafi, the stipler, is just in Din L'mafreya. So I was wondering if you learn that it's Be'atzim L'mafreya, like this is B'chanan. So when it comes to our sugi, you can have a big cash over here. Because over here, about the Chazaka, that's not going to help you. To be in this buyer, the ain't Sibo, what's that going to help you over here? This Tinaika, she's not a Raya. So what are you going to tell me? That she sees three times, you're going to give her that din of a Chazaka, so the Pshat is you're, to buy an ain't Sibo. What's ain't Sibo going to help you? Why, she's not a Raya. Why do you need to create her into a Raya? So, or whatever, right? So how are you making her into a Raya? Because she has Chazaka. What is Chazaka of a Raya? What does that help you?
So what, the first time or the second time? After.
The third time. She has three Rias now, right? No, the first time. The first time.
The first time.
Yeah, the first time. The first time.
Also a Teva.
So what are you going to say? That ain't Siba what, though?
Ain't Siba was really there. We didn't know about it, but now we see it.
We weren't sure if it was Mekran.
That's when she's
an Isha.
Where do you have a right guy? So it could be if you learn that way. So that's why. So if you hold of that side, and it could be this is the side of Beis Yosef, you have to come on to Veskavua to make it that because that's some Chazakis can't be Nishtana Teva. A Veskavua could be Nishtana Teva for one of two reasons, but a Veskavua takim Nishtana Teva. Because a Veskavua is going to work differently. Because even Rabbi Chanan over there was Ma'ari that a Veskavua. Vestis, that could taka work differently, and that could taka even though chazakas, regular chazakas won't be able to, a vesta kavua could be neschadish amitzias. So maybe that's why the Bishoshis have to come on to what he called it. Could be the Taz didn't learn this way. The Taz learned, maybe came the stipler, that the pshat is that Ba'atzim Nain, every chazaka could be neschadish amatzave. Grada. It would be Chal Mafreya, like the stipler said in the Rashbi Darish, and that's how in Chedushim he learned his Chal Mafreya. But about the Chazaka lane, you don't have to come on to Veskavua, because any regular Chazaka Lefi, the Taz and the Rashba, any regular Chazaka could be Nischadish Matzavai. But the Beis Yosef who held that it's just to be Toilin Ein Siba, it won't be able to create a new Matzav, who will have to come on to Veskavua. And that's why maybe you have to come to Veskavua.
Yeah.
Okay. There are two ways you could say
Veskavua.
Oh, so I didn't explain it. I didn't want to.